Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. The Bible is calling us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some weird stuff going on in the neighborhood. You know, Christians today, we don't know who God is. We got a lot of church folks today that don't know who God is. How weird can it be, ladies and gentlemen, we got church folks today that don't know who God is. Now, one of the things I like about the Bible is very specific. The Bible is very specific. And in the Bible, God tells us who he is. Yeah, God tells us who he is. Over and over in the Bible, God tells us that my name is Jehovah. Then God will say, my name is Jehovah Jireh. Or God will say, my name is Jehovah Rapha. God would say, my name is another Jehovah, you know, another suffix onto that Jehovah, a Jehovah Shalom. Yeah, I kind of had a mental lapse right there. Jehovah Shalom, something like that. God tells us, I'm trying to just tell you, that God tells us who he is over and over and over and over. But God never tells us that his name is Allah. He never says his name is Allah. And I don't know why so many church folks today is trying to give God a name that he never said that that was him. Yeah, God identifies himself over and over. Even, you know, when Jesus was getting ready to come on the scene, the angel showed up to Joseph and says, and you shall call his name Jesus. He didn't say he's going to call his name Allah anything like that. He said you should call his name Jesus, and for he shall save his people from his sin. And so the God that we believe in the Bible, he tells us who he is. And but we got a movement going on today in the church where the Muslims and the Christians are trying to come together. And we got some major, I mean some large churches, some 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 member churches today that said, oh, it ain't nothing wrong with calling the God of the Bible Allah. Jehovah is Allah. No, he never once said his name was Allah. He tell you, he done told you who he is. And for us to try to slap a label on God and put a name on our God that he never said that that was him is wrong, ladies and gentlemen. How would you like it if somebody them gave you a name that that was not your name? In other words, they done changed your name. Yeah, but that's not you. No, you know who you are, and just like God knows who he is, and we don't need to be deceived today. A lot of people are being deceived. They are buying into this Chrislam, But don't you be deceived. That's why we are here on Ghostbusters. We are trying to expose the work of darkness. See, the Bible tells us over in 1 John that we should try. It said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist. And see, when Muslims deny who Jesus is, what they are really doing, they are operating in a spirit of Antichrist. Now, I'm trying to be, you know, as nice as I can, but we need to call a spade, and we need to tell the truth. And that's what we're doing here on Ghostbusters. Now, we have a wonderful Bible scholar who used to be a Muslim himself. He's exposing this Chrislam lie. So I'm going to get on out of the way that you can hear Brother Sharam speaks this morning.
What did it say? Anyone who denies Jesus is God and come in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. Is there a middle ground on this, folks? Does God have a middle ground? Look what he goes on to say in the same verse. The Messiah, calls himself the Messiah again, son of Mary, was not but a messenger. Well, then how could he be the Messiah? If it was just a prophet, did any prophet in the Bible claim that he died for the sins of the world? In fact, what would happen to a prophet in the Bible if he made that claim? He would have been stoned in the Old Testament. Because that's what? Blasphemy. Why were they going to kill Jesus? Same thing. Because he said, when they said, are you the Messiah? He said, I am. Blasphemy. They ripped their clothes apart. They went nuts. Because they knew exactly what he was claiming. But the Isa of the Quran denies. Look at what it goes on to say. And they said, who's they? Those who claim that God is three. Look what it says. This is the other verse that I want you to understand how vehemently the Isa of the Quran denies the Jesus of the Bible. The most merciful Allah has taken for himself a son. Well, who claims that? Raise your hand, please, if you believe that, not Allah, by the way, God, the true God, has taken for himself a son, that he has a son. Thank you. Everyone raise your hand. Okay. That the true God of the Bible has a son. Now look what the Quran says about those people who believe that. That's you and me. Assuredly they utter a hideous thing, whereby almost the heavens are torn apart, and the earth is split asunder, and the mountains fall in ruins. If they associate, it goes on to say, Allah with the Son. Wow, really? You're gonna have Armageddon, you're gonna have disaster and catastrophe if you claim that Allah has a Son. Really, Allah would never take a son. Now here's the bizarre thing. There were early verses in the Quran that said Allah, the Allah of the pagan Allah, remember pre-Islam, had three daughters. Al-Uzza, Al-Alat, and Manat. When Muhammad first got the revelation, those verses were in the Quran. He then claims halfway through his life when he gets the latter verses of the Quran, it's called the abrogated verses, he then claims that he was demon-possessed. Again! That Satan influenced him again. What an amazing prophet of God this guy was, that he kept getting possessed by Satan. And so he takes those verses out. And then we see verses like Surah 112, that Muslims pray daily in their prayers. Muslims pray this in their prayers, that Allah has no son. They say Surah 112, Allah is not begotten, nor does he beget. That means Allah cannot be a father, nor does he have a son. And most Muslims don't even know they're praying this because they have to recite the Arabic in their daily prayers, and they're denying in their daily prayers the God of the Bible. Does that make sense, folks? It doesn't make sense, but you understand? So make sure you understand how serious. Here's a billboard that we've been recently seeing in the news. This is called whyislam.org from the ICNA. ICNA is the Islamic Circle of North America. They put these billboards in the Bible Belt. Here, this one was in Norcross, Georgia. Find Jesus in the Quran, Surah 345.
Now, again, once again, ask, who's this for? Is this for Muslims? Or could it be for Christians and agnostics and all the lukewarm people? And they go, look, I'm going to call this number, and I'm going to find Jesus is in the Quran. Hallelujah, right? Wrong. By the way, Surah 345, that's the verse that says Mary was the sister of Aaron. That's the same verse. So let me ask you this. Have I shown you tonight there can be no common word? Have I shown you tonight there can be no common God? Have I shown you tonight not only is there not a common Jesus, the Jesus or the Esau of the Quran denies the very essence and deity of the Jesus of the Bible. It is the Antichrist of the Bible. And let me cover just a few more things that they deny. They deny the Trinity. Muslims will say, us as Christians, we believe in that we're polytheists. They call it mushrikun. We're polytheists because we believe in the Trinity. They think we believe that this is not funny. This is sad when they believe. They think that we believe Joseph was the father, Jesus was the son, and Mary was the mother. That they think that's what we believe in the Trinity. But they believe they deny the Holy Spirit. Now look at this verse from Surah 4. This is the other verse I wanted to cover tonight. And look how powerful this is. Once again, it's talking to Christians. O followers of the book. You get it? It's talking to us, right? Do not exceed limits in your religion and do not speak lies against Allah, but speak the truth. And it goes on to say, say not three. Can it be any clearer what they're saying to us? Desist. It is better for you. Allah is only one God. Far be it from His glory that He should have a son. Test the spirits, folks. Anyone that says that Jesus is not God, is not the Son of God, has not come in the flesh, is once again the spirit of the Antichrist. And we're trying to hug Islam. We're trying to make friends with Islam. We're trying to say that we have common ground. The idea of the Trinity is all throughout Scripture. This is one verse. Of course, we know the word Trinity is not in Scripture, but the idea of the Trinity, the triune God. Of course, we don't believe in three gods, right? Amen? We don't believe in three gods. We believe in the one Godhead, the three distinct roles and characteristics of God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Islam denies the crucifixion. You go, what? Really? In the Quran itself, it denies the crucifixion? Yes. Surah 4:157, that they said and boast, those who killed, supposedly Jesus, we killed Christ Isa, the son of Mary, but they killed him not, nor crucified him, but so it was made to appear to them, for of a surety they killed him not. You know what the Quran teaches? And the traditions of Islam teach? That Allah put Judas on the cross, made him look to appear like Jesus, and then Jesus was taken to heaven and is going to return one day, but not as the Messiah, but as the Messiah. I'll cover that for you in just a minute here. So wait a second. If they vehemently deny the crucifixion, do we have a Christian faith anymore? No crucifixion, no Savior, no Messiah, no Christianity. Boom, game over, right? No crucifixion. How about this? How about the resurrection? No crucifixion, no resurrection, no Christianity. End of Christianity. End of the hope of the world. Oh, but it's a common, we can just hold hands. And woe to us if we believe that. Of course, we know in the Bible that Jesus claimed, this is the verse I love with the story of Lazarus, right? That he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Folks, when I came to understand that Jesus was the resurrection, that what I believed about Jesus in Islam was a lie. And the true Jesus not only has died, but he's come back to life. And he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And that Jesus gave his life for me, so I can live for him. And the resurrection power of the Holy Spirit is in me and in you as Christians. That's the God I want to follow. Islam denies love and friendship to the unbeliever. You go, really? Wait a second. Didn't that common word document say that we have a common love of neighbor? Aha! There's an early verse in the Quran that says, hey, Muslims, take Jews and Christians as friends. You go, wonderful. Wrong. Here's the problem. There are abrogated verses in the Quran. The latter verses that were given to Muhammad. You see, when he starts using the sword, remember I said he had 150 followers? When he starts using the sword, the last 10 years of his life, he has over 100,000 followers. It's amazing how threats work. Submit to Islam or die. It seems to have a very positive effect, doesn't it? So here's an abrogated verse. O you who have believed. He's talking to the Muslims now. O Muslims who have believed. Do not take the Jews and the Christians as allies. They are in fact allies of one another. And the verse goes on to say, you become like one of them. You go, wait a second. Which is it? The early verse or the latter verse? What's the answer? It depends. If Muslims are not in the upper hand, it's called Dar al-Harb, the house of the infidel or the house of war. They are commanded to make friends with their enemies. But once it goes to the Dar al-Islam, the house of Islam, and they gain the upper hand, then they are commanded to live by the latter verses. That's why you see two faces of Islam. That's why you see in Nigeria, a friend of mine in Nigeria who lived with Muslims in their neighborhood, played soccer together, they were best friends. But when Islam gained the upper hand, those same Muslims came and burned his house down. Because they would not, his family would not convert to Islam. They were run out of their neighborhood and their house was burned down. You go, well, which Islam is it, folks? It's both. The early verses to suck us in, the latter verses when they gain the upper hand. Does that make sense? This is a latter verse. There is no common love of neighbor in Islam when they gain the upper hand. How about the fact that Islam denies Isaac as a legitimate seed? I already covered that with you. Here, of course, is the verse from Genesis that said Isaac was a legitimate seed. That's huge, right? That they say Ishmael was a legitimate seed. And lastly, I've saved the best for last, not really. Islam denies that Jesus Christ is going to return as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Remember how I said that they believe Jesus went up to heaven? Or Esau? Well, they believe that he's going to return, but he's not going to return by himself. He's going to return as a second in command. You go, well, who's first in command? The Mahdi. Anybody hear about the Mahdi? Now, Shiite Muslims will say 12th Imam. The Sunnis will believe, both believe in the Mahdi. The Mahdi is a figure that for them is the Messiah. In fact, in eschatology in Islam, if you look at their eschatology, they believe the Mahdi will come in. Now, pay attention, please, really quick. Okay, you're paying attention. I'm going to burst the bubble of some people here in their eschatology worldview. Just kind of throwing out there, so think about it. They believe the Mahdi will come and usher in a 7-year period of peace. And that at some point during that, just like Muhammad did, he'll break that peace treaty and he will then establish Islam. You go, And Revelation talks about the beheading of the saints. Islam is an antichrist spirit. Just think. But here's what it says in the hadith. Sahih al-Bukhari is one of the hadith. These are the extracurricular books that are written about the Prophet of Islam. Just really quick, I got to get you to understand this. The Quran is one source. Then they have the hadith and the sirah. That's called the sunnah. The hadiths and the sirah are basically the biography of Muhammad. It's what he did and what he said, how he acted, how he behaved. 86% of all of the texts of Islam is about Muhammad. Why? Because nobody else got the revelation. It's on him. You either believe Muhammad or you don't. There's no middle ground. You got to either believe he is who he is or you got to believe that he was demon-possessed. I personally believe what he believed. He was demon-possessed. So, 86%. Got it? Now, the hadiths are extra, but Muslims are commanded over 93 verses in the Quran, they're commanded to imitate the Prophet. What he did, they're supposed to follow. That's why when people say ISIS is not Islamic, you go, what are you on? I was going to say something else, I apologize. What are you on? What lie are you feeding us? Because here's the thing, they're supposed to imitate Muhammad. So you go, well, what is this Esau going to do? Esau is going to return. What is he going to do? Muhammad himself said, that means Allah's apostle, that's Muhammad, said, the hour will not be established until the son of Maryam descends among you as a just ruler. Number one on his agenda, he's going to break the cross. You go, why on earth would Jesus break the cross? Remember, it didn't happen according to Islam. Got it? Number two, he's going to kill the pigs. Now some say, that means these filthy animals. No, it doesn't. That's talking about who? The Jews. They're referred to as apes, monkeys, pigs in the Quran, particularly in the latter verses. Remember Muhammad himself beheaded and supervised the beheadings of the Banu Qurayzah, 600 to 900 Jews. That alone, to me, disqualifies him
as a prophet. He's going to kill the pigs, and then he's going to abolish the jizya, that tax that non-Muslims must pay if they want to be protected. You go, really? Really? Because remember, they believe that Isa is a Muslim, and Isa is a prophet of Islam. So is it the same Jesus? Not only is it not the same Jesus, remember, you now know, it is the absolute opposite. It is the counterfeit. It is the one who denies the true Jesus. Now, I want to just quickly, it's the last thing I'm going to cover tonight. Really quick, we're going to go through this, and there's more information on this in the DVD. But I want you to understand, and I keep saying it over and over again, I can't tell you, this isn't just in interfaith churches anymore, folks. This is the predominant movement in missions. First of all, in missions, we see several groups that are promoting the idea of the common word dialogue, the idea of bridge building, the idea of Allah is Jehovah, groups like Hub Communities. That's Frontiers. They're doing Bible studies. They're encouraging Christians to do Bible studies with Muslims. Now, I don't have a problem with Muslims and Christians getting together and studying the Bible. But they're not studying the Bible. They're studying the Quran and the Bible, and they're trying to find common ground. The problem is most Christians who get into this are so uneducated about the Quran that if the Muslim says to them, hey, this is what the Quran says, they're going to believe it. Number two, we see groups like the Crescent Project or the Camel Method. These are all bridge building. Even if they bring them to the Bible, then it's a corrupted version of the Bible that has Allah in it. We see groups like Rick Warren's church, Saddleback. One of his pastors promoting a document called the Kingsway document. This goes hand in hand with the Common Word document, the idea of spiritual reconciliation. We see now many Arab Christians overseas who are coming to American churches and saying, we can reconcile, we can have peace. It's not possible. The Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, right, you cannot sit at the table of the Lord and the table of demons at the same time. How can God have anything to do with what's evil and demonic and what denies Him? We got to move on. How about this? Anybody heard of the insider movement? This is the predominant view that is being pushed in missions. The idea that Muslims can accept Jesus as Savior, but for a time, stay in their Muslim community, tell their family they're Muslim, go to the mosque, do their prayers, don't rock the boat, don't tell anybody, because after all, we don't want you to be unduly persecuted. You go, wow, I was a fool. Because you see, when I became a Christian, immediately I knew I'm an apostate. I've left Islam. I deserve, according to the prophet of Islam, I deserve the death penalty. And 3 days into being a Christian, I was so excited about my faith that I told my parents, and my dad disowned me. I'm so grateful to God that my dad disowned me. Because on day three, God as my father became real to me. And these missionaries are going and saying, we want to make sure that Muslims aren't persecuted. Stay in for a while. Lie to your family. Now, they don't call it lying. They call it strategy. It's a great strategy. God has given us a new strategy. Here's how we're going to reach Muslims. Become a Muslim. Or follow Jesus. Stay as a Muslim for a while. Now, I don't have a problem if someone in a Muslim country that is in heavy persecution becomes a Christian and then goes underground. I get that. That happens in Iran all the time. They become a Christian, they got to go underground, because if they don't, their family's going to probably kill them. But they go underground for a while, they get discipled, they get stronger, then they come out. They never go back and tell their family they're still a Muslim. Or God forbid, go do their daily prayers where they're praying in their daily prayers, Allah has no son. I talked to a missionary about 2 weeks ago from Indonesia, who's a great brother in the Lord. And he said, do you know, Sharam, the statistics are bearing out now that over 85% of these so-called converts are now going back to Islam. In the DVD, there's a documentary that I highlight called Half Devil, Half Child. A friend of mine who I know, he's got a ministry called I Squared. They did a documentary in Bangladesh, this documentary. And all it does is it follows the insider movement and the corrupted Bibles. And it shows you how confused these so-called converts are. We got to move on.
All right, we're going to stop the tape right there today, but we'll pick right back up there tomorrow. That was Sharon Hadi, and he was talking about Chrislam Exposed. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long. because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.
Cause you